Well, this is Christians Together at www.christianstogether.net, bringing you news, views, discussion and debate around the Christian community in the Highlands and Islands.
We're speaking to Mark Hadfield, and Mark's a leader in the Inverness Community Church. Hello, Mark.
Hi, Colin.
Hi. You've been doing some stuff with the street pastors. Tell us about that. Give us a little bit of the background, Mark, to begin with.
Yeah, sure. I think last sent some information out to most churches in March or April, and we had a meeting back then with people who were interested in street pastors. Street pastors is basically an initiative to get out onto the streets and engage people where they are and talk to people where they are and offer help and support and advice in a very friendly and non-threatening fashion. Since I last sent information out, we've had a number of meetings with the police and with the council, and we've had the Ascension Trust, who are the regulating body for street pastors, up to Inverness a couple of times, and things are really progressing. We've got a lot of support now from the police, a lot of support from the council. We're putting the training package together, and we're hoping to be out on the streets later this year.
Right, well, that sounds tremendous, Mark. Things are moving forward. Street pastors started off in London?
Yeah, that's right. It started off, I think the first street pastors team were in Brixton around about April 2003. What happened down there really was there was a lot of concern about violence in the community, especially, which is a problem in that area. Maybe not quite so much here in Inverness, but a big problem down there. And the community basically got together and sat down and talked about it. The police and the council and the church sat down and talked about it very openly and honestly and said, look, what can we do? What can we do to make a difference in our society? What can we do to help people who are just not engaged by society and are off doing reckless things and so on? And how can we help people who are maybe just in a lesser need than that? They're just out having a good time and they want to know that the streets are safe. And the police, obviously, have got a lot to bring to that discussion, and the council do. But what the church was able to say was, look, we can spend time with people before it becomes an issue, before it becomes something that's related to an incident reported by the police or into social services. We're just happy just to spend time with people and just talk to people and get to know people. And by doing so, we can prevent a lot of things happening in the first place, and we can signpost people to further help as and when they need it. So that's really how street pastors started.
Right, so this was local churches in London sensing a need in the community around them, in dialogue with the local authorities and police, and trying to, in a preventative way, in a sense, get to the problems before they became serious.
That's right, yeah. And obviously the church is bringing the living message of the gospel onto the streets. You know, we're not going onto the streets to preach, although if people want to know about anything to do with Christianity, obviously we'll tell them. But really what we're doing is we're living out the gospel on the streets with people by showing them that we care, that there is a better way to look at life, a better way to view things, a better way to view society and view each other. And just sort of, it's the story of the Good Samaritan, really.
Great. Now, these guys have been at it for a little while. They've been up in Inverness earlier this year. You're embarking on some training. I take it from their experience they've worked out protocols and the training needs and all the rest of it?
Yeah, there's a very comprehensive, in terms of breadth, training package, which we then work out locally so that training is contextualised, so that we're understanding the society issues that we have locally in the Highlands by talking to other people, and we're bringing them in, inviting them to help us with the training. So there's a breadth of training that the Ascension Trust have identified, but we work it out locally with other social services, with the police, with the churches, with people who have experience of working with people. So we get a local picture, and we're building local relationships straight away that are useful working relationships as we get out onto the streets. There's also a detailed protocol document for the police, for how street pastors work with the police, and our local police here are now starting to look at that and look at how they would contextualise that for Inverness as well, because obviously some of the issues in Inverness are very different to issues in London and vice versa.
Right, so the modes of engagement with the local authorities have been worked out,
yeah.
But you contextualise these for the particular situations.
That's correct, yeah.
Good. Could you just give us in bullet point form, Mark, the sort of training that someone might need?
Yeah, sure. We ask street pastors to commit to 12 days of training a year, which we'd run in three blocks of four. We're typically going to do it on Saturdays. And the kind of thing that's included are, we have some training by the Ascension Trust called The Roles and Responsibilities of a Street Pastor, which talk about the vision and the core values of being a street pastor. We have a training block on social background and awareness, so we cover some basic sociology, the sort of things that are happening in families and parenting and social trends and cultures. We have a very good module on the Good News, where we look at the cross and salvation, forgiveness and reconciliation and peace, and how that is perceived in society and how we can bring that to people. We have a session on looking at how key statutory agencies such as the police and the probation service and social services work in our area, and we get them involved. We look at local community, youth and education. We do some training on drugs awareness. We do some training on very basic counselling skills such as listening and building relationships. We have a lot of training as well on getting to know our community.
Now, when you say, and that sounds, you know, a very comprehensive package, when you say we deliver training, who are the we? Are these folks from Ascension Trust coming in, or is it local bodies?
We get the Ascension Trust to do some of the training. We ask local churches that want to get involved in street pastors, or local Christian ministries to help with the training. But we also are very keen to have other bodies involved in the training as well. We get the police to come and give us a lot of advice on how to handle ourselves safely on the streets and how to establish a working relationship with them. We get other social services such as youth action groups and other parts of the social services set up to come and tell us what they do, what their experiences are, to give us some training and teaching on things like drug abuse and substance abuse, and how family makeup tends to be in our society these days. And to, you know, as well as training us, they also make us aware of the services that they offer and they provide, so that we can hand people on when they need it.
Okay, so the process is moving forward. What's your message to the churches at this point, Mark?
Well, really, just this is a fantastic opportunity. It really is. I mean, we've got such a good relationship starting to form with the police and starting to form with the council and with different social services in the area, which is just absolutely tremendous. But also, it's just a fantastic opportunity for those that really care about society and really care about what's happening on the streets to get out there in a very safe environment with a lot of training, with a lot of backup and support, and just talk to people and help people. And it's really an opportunity for churches that have bought into the idea of church without walls, which I'm sure you're very aware the Church of Scotland wrote a big report on recently, in the last few years, to actually take the message that we've got to people who are actually looking for something but feel uncomfortable about coming into a church building as a first contact, and to do that in a very friendly, non-confrontational manner, and in a very practical manner that demonstrates the love of Jesus to them. So I'll just encourage anybody in any church, especially church leaders, to give the project some serious consideration and pray it through. There's lots of information on the website, which is streetpastors.org.uk. Or give me a phone. I'd be delighted to talk to people and maybe meet up over a coffee and chat about it.
Okay, so anyone interested, churches, individuals, be in touch with you, Mark. They'll find out more. You have a training session planned?
We do, yeah. We have. We're working the training through. We're starting the training in August, and then we'll be posting further dates as we have them. But there is a meeting on the 10th of August, which is a Friday evening. For those who are interested in street pastors, where we'll be talking about some of the responsibilities of being a street pastor, and giving people who are interested in taking it further an application form to take away. They'll also need a reference from their church leader, and they'll also need to have a criminal records check performed, so we'll give them all that information.
Right.
And then the first training block is the Ascension Trust Roles and Responsibilities on Saturday the 18th of August.
Right, so anyone interested can come along on the 10th of August?
Absolutely, yeah. I appreciate some contact first, because that would probably help, but if you can't manage that, just come along on the Friday.
Okay, we'll give your contact details at the end, Mark. So just remind us of that date, time and venue.
Friday the 10th of August, 7:30, at the Christian Youth Centre on Bank Street. That's the building that used to be the YMCA.
YMCA, 10th of August for anyone interested, and then you've got a subsequent training day on
Saturday the 18th of August, which is all day, and it's at the same venue.
Okay, well, that's great, Mark. Well, you heard Mark there. Anyone interested, be in touch with him. And Mark, maybe you could now give us your contact details.
Yeah, sure. The easiest way to get hold of me is on my mobile phone, which is 07761 293 108. You can also email me at inverness@streetpastors.org.uk.
Great. Well, thanks for that, Mark, and we look forward to seeing the project develop. Certainly sounds very exciting.
Thanks very much, Colin.
Okay, Mark. Thanks.
Bye for now.
Bye now.
Well, that was Mark Hadfield pioneering some work in Inverness called Street Pastors. And please be in touch with Mark if you're interested at all to learn more or to get involved. And this is news being brought to you by Christians Together at www.christianstogether.net, serving the Christian community in the Highlands and Islands. Please do send in any news and information that would be of interest to the wider community. And thank you.